Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Michael Rosen. He's a former, many different things. He's worn many different hats. He's retired, and he wrote an article many might call controversial, but that's who you've always been. You've always been a guy who's been willing to tell it straight as long as I've known you. And I was really excited to see you back in the news, and knowing that when you wrote this article about whether or not there should be a celebration if Milwaukee receives the 2024 Republican convention, you clearly have said that there are many reasons that people should look at before you even talk about celebrating it. Let's talk a little bit more about why.
Well, I was beginning to talk about the economics of it.
Right.
And as I said, the most comprehensive and thorough study of national conventions being hosted by cities found that it does nothing for employment, it does nothing for personal income, and it does nothing for per capita personal income. There are reasons for that. When you hold a convention,
they're kind of self-contained, right?
It's self-contained. There's high security, and there are costs, incidentally, that are not. When you hear someone say that this is going to bring $200 million into the city, they're talking not about the costs. They're not subtracting the costs associated with hosting a convention from the money that would come in filling hotel rooms, right, and restaurants. In addition, though, there are two factors. One is what economists call the substitution effect. Hotel rooms in Milwaukee in the summer are filled, and so are the restaurants downtown. Those would be filled whether we have a convention or not. So all the convention does is substitute people coming in for the people who normally would be here, who are going to stay away. In fact, studies show that the day before conventions begin, restaurant sales go way down. And the day after conventions go in, restaurants go way down because people are still staying away from the downtown area. So one is the substitution effect, and the other is leakage. When they talk about filling hotel rooms, remember, many of the hotels in downtown Milwaukee, not all, but many, many, and the restaurants as well, are not owned locally, but are national chains. So the profits that are accrued by filling those hotels don't accrue to the local economy or local people. They accrue to the national headquarters, wherever the Hyatt, wherever the Hilton, wherever the Comfort Inn are located. That's leakage. In addition, the Democratic convention, the plans were half of the hotel rooms were going to be in northern Illinois,
right,
not in Milwaukee, or not even in Wisconsin. So the economics of this are being totally inflated. And frankly, I'll say this. The same people that have tried to break up the Milwaukee public school system, the same people who brought in Everest College and promoted it, the for-profit that came in, ripped off 1,000 students in this community, left them in debt, and then left them in a lurch, are some of the same people that are now promoting the Chamber of Commerce, that is, who are now promoting this event as a windfall for Milwaukee. As I said earlier, there's no economic rationale for it, and there certainly is no moral or political rationale for it.
You know, Dr. Rosen, there's some pushback this morning from your article, and it is by Mr. Omar Shika, and he says Milwaukee should definitely host the RNC. It will raise the city's profile. If Milwaukee is scheduled to host the Republican National Convention, the city will benefit from the $200 million in economic impact, which is what you've laid out, which is an error. The $200 million to help 50,000 Milwaukeeans employed by hospitality business, and that's $200 million to help countless local businesses, many of whom were ravaged by the pandemic and are still struggling due to supply chain issues and labor shortages. But beyond the immediate windfall, the RNC will positively elevate the profile of our city throughout the world. attracting other major events to southern Wisconsin for the long term and leading to more business and more money invested in our economy. That helps every resident and the business in our region. I will say that, you know, this time of the year, that time of the year from June through the end of September, Milwaukee has been for decades a destination place.
That's right.
Because of Summerfest, because of other things that go on in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is already on the map as it relates to those kinds of events.
Right. Yeah, and as we said, the $200 million is an inflated number. It doesn't deal with the cost, nor does it deal with the fact, as I just mentioned, that many of the hotels will be in Illinois. Half the hotel rooms will be in Illinois. In addition, there are businesses that will suffer because when they put a security ring around, there are some businesses that conventioners don't go to, clothing stores.
Right.
For example, they're not coming to Milwaukee to buy clothes, just as an example. So those businesses actually have reduced income. This is basically the hospitality industry. And I don't know Mr. Omar, but I know of him that he's a local owner of business of a restaurant.
Well, he's a former board chair of Visit Milwaukee,
right?
And someone who deeply loves this community,
right? Right. And he owns some good businesses in Milwaukee that are hospitality businesses. But frankly, those businesses thrive without having this convention here. And again, let's go back to the politics of it. When you're talking about a convention, a Republican Party where 66% believe in this racist, white supremacist, great replacement theory. That is, and we're a majority minority city. It's a slap in the face to the citizens of this city. And remember what Republicans have said about Milwaukee over the years. I can go back to when Tommy Thompson said, let's stick it to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Or when Scott Walker was running, and he said, we can't allow Wisconsin to become Milwaukee. Or when Robin Voss more recently said that, well, if we didn't have Milwaukee and Madison in Wisconsin, we'd have a great state and we'd have good politics. These people have waged war on Milwaukee, not just rhetorically, but as I said, by cutting our funding, by attacking our public school system, by attacking, making it more difficult for the citizens of Milwaukee to vote. And now we want to invite them here to have a party where they can try to sanitize their image. I think it's a great error, both politically, morally, and as I've said, economically.
You know, Dr. Rosen, sanitizing their image is the right verbiage, right?
Yeah.
I mean, their image is already, nobody's tarnishing their image. They've already tarnished it enough themselves with the things, arrogantly, the things that they've said and done. And so, you know, it's not like you are misrepresenting they stand for. It's out there for the world to see what they stand for.
I'm talking about the policies that they have pursued on voting rights, or let's just take the most recent Supreme Court appointment where they demonized a woman, accusing her of being a child molester, an African-American woman who was eminently qualified, a Harvard graduate.
Well, Dr. Rosen, as always, you've risen the dead. So we'll get to the phone lines after the break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Dr. Michael Rosen. We'll be right back.